The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You got me. It's Kim Komando today, and I'm here with you just the facts and tips you need to thrive in our digital world. Or, as I like to say, to live the best digital life ever. All right, let me just say this on the outset. Siri drives me crazy. She never listens. And then sometimes I feel like Siri's listening just way too much. But I'll never forget when I got this email from this guy in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, people tell me all sorts of things. And his name was, I'll never forget, Robert Russ. His wife was pregnant with a baby girl. And then when she was in labor, she heard the most beautiful name ever in the operating room. She was having a C-section. And she said she couldn't imagine her little girl being named anything else other than this magical word that she heard as she was giving birth to this beautiful little girl. And right now, somewhere there's a little girl around 1 year old in Tennessee with the most beautiful name in the world. Her name is Siri Russ. True story, Siri Rush. Russ, like serious? I know, it's just kind of crazy. And on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another hour of America's most trusted source about all things digital. It's the biggest show about anything technology that you can find here in the United States. It's called The Kim Komando Show. And I'm, of course, America's beloved digital pro, Kim Komando, here with you once again. You can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And, of course, we're streaming as a podcast, as a webcast. You can get us whenever you want, 24/7. Over at GetKim.com. You also get 3 months worth of archive shows there, too. Once again, that's GetKim.com. And a special thank you goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio. And that's to all of our servicemen and women. I say thank you, of course, from all of us here at the Kim Komando Show. You're serving us in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force. And you're protecting our great nation as I speak. And we all really, really appreciate your efforts. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about consumer tech to keep you up to date, make a difference on how you use your devices, what you're about ready to buy. And we're going to start talking about GPS. Now, there's a company in the UK called What Three Words. Now, this has a whole different thought process than the GPS that you're used to using, say, in your car or on Google Maps or on Apple Maps. It's called What Three Words because what they have done, it's a very novel idea. They have mapped the world in 3x3 meter spaces. That's right, 3x3 meter spaces. So like every particular point now has its own GPS location. So you're not going to say like, oh, I'm on the corner of Central and Camelback in Phoenix. Well, are you on the north side, the south side, the east or the west side? Are you standing on the corner or 5 feet from the corner or whatever it may be? We're talking about 3x3 square meters so that this way you know exactly where something's located. It's a precise location. And by typing in these three words is that you'll know exactly where that person is or the GPS can find that precise location. So like being in front of the White House is nice, but a square on the street in front of the White House, there's one there that's called trader.answer.notice. Okay, random words. Now, the company says to cover the earth in 3x3 meter squares, you need about 40,000 words, really not that many. They use simple words for land. Longest words are cast out to sea. So what are some other benefits? Works offline, okay? So you don't need to have the latest and greatest running on your phone or and it also works in places where there may not be street numbers and names, such as, say, Peru or Mexico, Costa Rica. And here's the golden nugget with this. It works best with self-driving cars. Now, in case you want to check it out, and if you haven't, it really is fun to just, you know, see some new tech that's coming out. Go to whatthreewords.com. That's what, the number three, words.com, whatthreewords.com. All right, number two. Oh, good news, just in time for summer. You can get hurt on a bigger, more powerful scooter. That's right. If you want to get technical about it, these fleets of these e-scooters you've seen pop up are known as shared mobility devices. It's really simple to do. You just insert your credit card and you're right away. Well, here's the truth. With summer vacation right here, more people than ever are going to give in to the temptation to get on the e-scooter. But you need to know that you are taking all the legal risks. If you get hit, you fall, expect to be injured, you might need medical care. They say about a third of all falls and spills result in a fracture, usually in the forearm or collarbone. Half of all serious injuries arrive at the emergency room between midnight and 6 a.m. Of course, a third were, drinking. Well, now knowing all these stats, Lime, they make a lot of e-scooters in a lot of cities. They are now rolling out a new type of e-scooter I need to tell you about. It's called the new Citra Motorbike. Okay, it's a motorbike, not a little scooter that you stand in. It's a motorbike that you sit on. It has a padded seat and it can reach the top speeds of 20 miles per hour. That's enough to get really hurt on. Now, when I was a kid, we called these mini bikes. What could possibly go wrong? And somebody's drinking on them. Number three, in this streaming series, Mr. Bates has nothing to do with the Bates Motel. I'm talking, of course, about Downton Abbey. And if you just can't get enough of Downton Abbey, I want you to fire up the streaming app Peacock, because here's why. They just announced a new Downton Abbey channel. 24/7, Downton Abbey all the time. Just it's seasons 1 through season 6. That's all you get, Downton Abbey, over and over and over and over and over again. Why would they do this? Well, Peacock is bringing Downton Abbey a new era to its streaming service this coming week. The film was released back in May, but it's going to exclusively stream on Peacock, after it has been done with the theater, which again is about a week. Now, here's the Downton Abbey spoiler. I just want to tell you this. One of Mr. Carson's eyebrows slithers off of his face and bites Mrs. Hughes, killing her. See those guys' eyebrows? Like, somebody's cut those things. Number four, let's take a bite of these cookies. You have a ton of choices when it comes to browsers, right? You have Chrome, Safari, Edge, Opera, Brave, Firefox. Well, not Internet Explorer anymore because they retired that. They, being Microsoft, retired it this past week after it being available for, 27 years. Now, Firefox is what I'm talking about right now. They have a new feature that they're calling Total Cookie Protection. What this does is to stop websites from reading cookies created by these third-party services, these marketing and advertising companies, maybe some other big tech companies. Now, Mozilla, they're the maker of Firefox, of course. They say that, this is their quote, access to any given cookie will be restricted to the website that deposited the cookie in the browser, so a cookie created by one website or service cannot be readable by other websites that the user visits. No more swapping cookies, basically, is what Firefox is saying. So will it work? Yes and no. I'm sure big tech is going to find a way around it, if they haven't already. And there's a couple of other womp womps. The new cookie protection feature is only available in the latest version of Firefox that works on a desktop, okay, and not on a mobile device and not on an iOS device because they're not allowed in the App Store with it. So let's talk a little bit about browsers. What is the most popular browser in use right now? And for extra bonus points, I want you to give me the percentage. Okay, so what is the most popular browser in use right now? Now, if you're listening to the Kim Komando Show and you are listening to it and watching us live in the interactive chat, you can go ahead and post your answer right there. So what is the most popular browser in use right now? Okay, and now for extra bonus points, as I said, you get to give me the percentage. So let's start at the bottom. Okay, and let's see, there's six of them. The one at the bottom is Opera, okay, with 2%. We can take out Samsung Internet also almost at 3%. Okay, so now that leaves us four browsers. Okay, coming in at number four is Firefox at 3%. Let's see if you're using number three. Anybody? Edge, that's right, 4%. Now there's only two left. So what do you think is the number two and the number one? Okay, number one being the most popular browser. Number two on our list? Oh, I know you got it right because you're so smart. You're listening to the show. Safari at 19%, which leaves us the most popular browser. Drum roll, please. Okay, that was my low-tech sound effect. Sorry about that. Is Chrome coming in at 65%. And finally, number five on our list of things that you need to know is welcome to Bezos Beach. What? Yes. If you're an Amazon influencer, you might be able to score a free vacay. News out this past week that Amazon flew a group of its Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube influencers to a really posh Mexican resort where they were offered surfing lessons, spa treatments, complimentary cocktails and luxury cabanas, they say. Room start at about $600 a night. The company says that the beach near the resort is known as the Kendall Beach Oasis. Of course it is. They hosted a Prime Video movie night. They also strolled through, they say, some pop-up shops from Amazon. This is the one that got me. There's also a farming activity.
What?
Where influencers wore work gloves and they knelt in a field. Did they do any work or were they just there for the shot? I think they were just there for the shot. Now, I know what you're thinking. I want to be an influencer too, Kim, and get free vacations. Well, it's a lot of work. You have to post things every few hours. You got to look your best all the time. You have to work all the angles. And always remember this. What's the difference between a social media influencer and a bench? What's the difference between a social media influencer and a bench? One can support a family. All right, coming up in just a few moments, a really clever trick so that you can watch a movie together, say on an airplane. We have Brand New or Not True, and then also later on, a couple of steps that you need to do before you trade in or before you sell a car. And we also have some insider secrets to save you some angst, yes, some frustration with all these streaming services. And of course, we have all your phone calls here on The Kim Komando Show. Do you ever look at your bank balance and wonder where your money went? With all the subscriptions these days, it's easy to forget everything that you're paying for. That's why I use Rocket Money to do it for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. I used Rocket Money to save almost $500. Rocket Money gives me a clear view of my expenses. They will even negotiate to lower your bills by up to 20%. Just submit a photo of the bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Kim. That's rocketmoney.com/Kim, rocketmoney.com/Kim. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And I've got a really great thing over at Komando.com to tell you about, is that we put together some absolutely free guides. That's right, free guides to help you guys and gals out. And we've got a free guide if you're on Windows. We have a free guide if you're on Apple. All you have to do is enter your email address, and you got it. And I promise we're not going to spam you. We're going to sign you up to one of our great newsletters, though. And to get the free guides, you just go to komando.com/free guides. Once again, that's komando.com/free guides. And you're going to love it. Again, the free guide for Windows or for Mac, komando.com/free guides. Coming up in just a few moments, well, in about 3 minutes or so, a clever trick on how you can watch a movie together on the airplane. I bet you never thought of this. And right now we have JP in Casa Grande, Arizona. Hi there, JP.
How you doing, Kim? Long time.
Well, good.
I've been listening to you for, geez, got to be 25 years now.
Well, I think you almost, pretty close.
Yeah.
But thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Anyhow, I got a teenage son, and we live in a society where we need to keep our kids safe.
Correct.
And I'm trying to come up with an app that I can use just to track where his phone is. I don't want to spy on him. I don't want to, you know, be the helicopter parent type thing.
Right.
I just want to be able to keep my kids safe.
Okay.
We've tried Life 360, and that just isn't holding up because I guess there's a TikTok hack to shut that one down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for a recommendation.
Well, here's the deal. You know, it's not just a TikTok hack. I mean, if you do a search for, like, turn off Live 360, you know, I mean, it probably will put, well, here I can tell you, it's going to say how to turn off location on Life 360 without anyone knowing. 6 ways to turn off location tracking. How do I turn off Life 360? I mean, the kids are swapping ways to do this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you put on his phone for location tracking, he will figure out a way to turn it off. Okay, it's just that simple. Does he? What kind of phone does he have?
He has an Apple.
Okay, but he's got an iPhone. All right. So, you know, there's no real fix here because he's smart enough. Whatever you put on there, he's going to take it off. So we have to approach it from another angle. Okay.
Okay.
And this is what I did with my son, and it worked. Is that I sat him down, I explained to him that having an iPhone is not for him to watch TikTok videos. Okay. That's not why he has that. He has it so that you know where he is and you always know he's safe. And explain to him, listen, I'm not going to look at everything that you're doing. Okay. But I just want to be able to pick up my phone and know that you're at school or at a friend's house or that you're not in some ditch in a car. Right. Because I worry about you because you're my life. You are. And if something were to happen to you, I would be devastated beyond means. Okay.
Yeah, because he is a new driver as well.
Okay. In his car, I want you to put an AirTag. And if you don't have an iPhone, then you're going to need to get an iPhone because it's easier for you to track his iPhone on your iPhone. And it's also with an AirTag, you can slip one in his car. He won't even know it's there. He might be alerted.
Okay.
I shouldn't say that. He might be alerted to it, but I never hid anything from Ian. I mean, I had a tracker in his car too. And I said, so this is the way it is. If you don't like it, then this is, you can go out and you can pay for everything yourself. But until you're 18, I'm solely responsible for you for everything that you do. Okay. You're not 18, you're 15. So this is life. And I'm sorry, it's crappy. You don't like it. But I tried Life 360 on your phone. You kept turning it off. Well, that's not an option. Okay. And I know it's hard to have these. It is. It's hard because, you know, he's going to buck. He is. You remember what it was like being his age, right?
I mean, all too well.
Okay. And thank God, right, JP? Thank God they didn't have this tech when we were growing up. Oh, my gosh. Okay. But they have it now. And it's really hard to have these, you know, what we call come to Jesus conversations with the kids. But he shouldn't be taking off Life 360. You're paying for the phone. Until 18, you are responsible for every single thing that this kid does. And if he's smart, and I know he is because you're smart, he's going to say, you know, he's going to buck a little bit. But at the end of the day, you're going to get what you want, and that's to make sure that you have peace of mind wherever he's going. And you know where he is. And that's just the bottom line. Thank you so much for your call today, JP. And let me know how it works out. If you want me to talk to him, I'll talk to him. And stay right where you are. Brand New or Not True is coming right up, and you don't want to miss that. Do you ever look at your bank balance and wonder where your money went? With all the subscriptions these days, it's easy to forget everything that you're paying for. That's why I use Rocket Money to do it for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. I used Rocket Money to save almost $500. Rocket Money gives me a clear view of my expenses. They will even negotiate to lower your bills by up to 20%. Just submit a photo of the bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Kim. That's rocketmoney.com/Kim, rocketmoney.com/Kim. All right, it is time now for Brand New or Not True. It's America's national radio game show sensation where you can play along and guess, is it brand new or is it not true? I dreamt up this radio game show sensational thing, game, I guess, oh, I don't know, many moons ago, at least 5 or 6 or 7 years ago, because I get all these different products that get sent to me. And I think like, wow, what's behind that? And that's a great idea. Ooh, I'm so glad I don't have my money wrapped into that. Now, you will notice that no product names are given when we're playing Brand New or Not True because some people are the cheaters. That's right. And they start Googling product names and they go, oh, yeah, I got that answer. It's like people who like play Wordle. And, you know, they do a search for today's Wordle answer. I mean, are they trying to say to themselves, like, wow, I'm that smart, I got it? Or, I don't know, Not sure. Anyway, two of these products are fake and one is real. Two are fake and one is real. And, of course, we always have our special guest contestant. And this week we have playing along with us Dawn in Knoxville, Tennessee. Hi there, Dawn.
Hello.
Welcome. What do you do there in Knoxville?
I work as a CT tech.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. And so this should be pretty good.
Thank you for your show, by the way. It's been great.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, I've been very blessed that I found a niche and I really love what I do, and I'm glad that it comes out, and I'm so happy that I can help so many people too. All right, so we're going to play Brand New or Not True, Dawn. Now, if you do win, I know it's a big prize. It's a Kim Komando Show fanny pack. Everybody wants one, and I keep telling them, no, only the winners for Brand New or Not True get a fanny pack. All right? So are you ready to play along?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, so remember, two fake, one real. It's up to you to decide which is the real product. We're going to start with product number one. If we think back in time to 1975, Dawn, the number one song in country was John Denver's Thank God I'm a Country Boy. It was also the time when two super groovy folks in New York invented the mood ring. Well, it's 2022. Now, one of those making a comeback. And let me tell you, it's not John Denver, so it has to be the mood ring. And now it's smart, and it's an app. So the app will track your emotional state, they say, with 90% accuracy. And when it does, it looks at things that you're saying, things that you're doing, and then it will change the background color of your phone so that this way people around you know what your mood is. So if it's amber, you're unhappy. If it's green, you're calm. If you're blue, emotions are charged. If it's violet, ooh, your husband or significant other wants to see this, or your partner, because that means you're passionate, Dawn. Black means nervous, tense, or maybe it's just that the phone's broke. It has a 3-day battery life as far as it working, and it's made of titanium. And again, it's an app. It will detect what you're doing, and the app is free, but there's going to be in-app purchases, of course, because there always are. Product number two is a dog app. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen this cartoon. This guy's sitting on a couch looking at his dog, and the dog is sitting on the floor looking back at the guy. And in the cartoon, you see their thoughts. And it turns out that the guy is thinking, if I was just a little smarter, I could figure out what you want, dog. And the dog is thinking, if you were just a bit smarter, you could figure out what I want. Okay. But now we have this. It's a wearable device that fits on your dog's collar. It tracks the dog's activity, heart rate, tells you what the dog is thinking, and most importantly, what the dog's barks means. It's not getting great reviews, though, I'll tell you this, Dawn. The first reviewers say that there are just 5 basic thoughts that a dog has throughout the day. Number one is, I'm hungry. Number two, pay attention to me. Number three, let me out. Number four is, let play. And number five circles back to, I'm hungry. Comes with an app to keep track of what the dog wants so you can see patterns. The device is $79.95. You know, I have finally taught my dog to fetch a glass of red wine. He is a Bordeaux collie. Oh, I know. Sorry about that. Finally, product number three. When the pandemic hit, Dawn, did you notice that suddenly you became a germaphobe? Did you?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, my gosh, I did. Germs were everywhere. We sanitized our doorknobs, ourselves, and even our Amazon boxes. Okay, that was a hassle, wiping things down with these hard-to-find Clorox wipes. Well, welcome to the future. Now you can have your very own magic wand. Just wave it over your phone, your toilet seat, your car, not yourself. Well, I guess you could if you wanted to. And the magic wand kills 99.90% of all bacteria, viruses in seconds. Now, this is the real deal. It's not some cheap knockoff that a Spanish magician would use. I mean, he would wave his magic wand on over and say, uno, dos, and poof, he'd disappear without a trace. Okay, that one was good. I'm sorry. $199. Okay, so the pressure's on. Don't worry. We just have 10 million people listening right now, Dawn. Which one is the real product? Is it product number one, the Smart Mood app? Product number two is the dog app. Product number three is the germ killer magical wand. Which is the real product?
This is hard. I'm not a good guesser. I'm going to go with the mood ring app. Come on. Come on.
Okay. All right. Come on, judges. Let's think about, let's do it for Dawn. Let's do it for Dawn. Let's see what they say. Oh, Dawn.
The phone in your pocket. Your phone represents the power and progress of human technology and connection. And it probably has poop on it. Spread
That's right.
Not disease.
It's the germ killing magical wand. That is the real product.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm sorry. You were so close.
So close.
Just had to get one out of three. That's okay. All right. So what's your question for me today?
So I'm building a storage container house, which is metal, and I have a garage that's about 200 feet, and I need more reception. And I've tried little things inside the house for supposed to make the Wi-Fi for my phone, I'm sorry, so I can use my phone over at the garage, and so I need better reception. Mm-hmm. Do you know anything that I could get as far as, for example, when you go to a camping site, you get Wi-Fi all over. You know what I mean? I just don't know what I can use to help with the reception.
Well, the good news is that you came to the right place. Okay. So because I had the same digital dilemma, so to speak, a couple of years ago when I started building a house. Right. Because I don't know if you've noticed this, Dawn, by listening to me, but I'm frugal. I guess you'd say I'm cheap. Okay, either way, I don't like to waste money. And so I have some security cameras on this property, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, so how do I get internet to this property without like spending a small fortune on cellular data and cellular-based cameras and all this other stuff? So I called a friend of mine who lived on pretty far away, and I said, you know, hey, listen, you're nice, I'm nice. Would you be neighborly and share your Wi-Fi with me? Okay. And so he said, sure, what do you need it for? And explained, I need like three security cameras on a lot because I'm building a house. So we put an antenna over at his property, and then we put a little receiving dish over at my property. And it spanned 1,800 feet between his house and my house. Okay. And it works flawlessly. So you don't need that whiz-bang solution because you're only going a couple of hundred feet. But there's a company called Ubiquiti, and they make something called the Locomp 5. Don't worry about it. Writing it down because we're going to send you a link to it. And it's a couple of hundred, less than a couple of hundred bucks. And then what you do is you just set it up, just like I mentioned. It's super straightforward how it works and how what you need to do. And it's made by a company called Ubiquiti, rather. And we'll post a link to it over inside the Commando community, which, by the way, this is actually one of the answers in our router quiz. That's right. And so if you go to commando.com/router quiz, if you're looking to expand your network or looking for a new wireless network, looking for a mesh network and the router's old in the tooth and you're tired of getting no bars in more places, or you're trying to extend this out like Dawn is to her storage, what it was, she said a storage container shed that she's like 200 feet away, really easy stuff, really. So you just go to commando.com/router quiz and then you answer a few questions and then look. Lo and behold, you get the answer. Or you can always call me. And because Dawn was such a great contestant, let's go ahead and bend the rules a little bit. And let's go ahead and send out to Dawn the official Kim Commando Show fanny pack for being such a great contestant on Brand New or Not True. And if you've ever liked to be a contestant on Brand New or Not True, you can always drop me a note. Head over to commando.com. And in the top right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. And, you know, in your question, just say, hey, I don't have any questions. I just want to be on Brand New or Not True because I'm smart and I am going to totally win forever or not. All right, let's go ahead and do our digital life hacks tip. And this week is brought to you by CarShield. In life, you can count on three things: death, taxes, and your car breaking down. I can't do anything about the first two, but I do trust CarShield to protect me against unexpected auto repairs. CarShield's protection plans are only around $100 a month and cover more parts than ever before, whether your car has 5,000 or 150,000 miles. Now, when you need a repair, there's no paperwork or headaches. Just choose the mechanic to do the work, and CarShield administrators just handle the rest. Plus, you can count on CarShield to help take care of your car, you and your car, if it ever breaks down and you're stuck on the side of the road. Every CarShield protection plan includes coast-to-coast roadside assistance, rental car options, and trip reimbursement at no additional cost. You've heard me tell this story before, folks. I am a CarShield believer because I had a car, a 2010 car, took it in for repair. And the car was worth about $15,000, and the repair was $4,400. I sat there and went, whoa, what is going on? And then I was like, hey, I got CarShield. Wow. So I gave the service manager my CarShield number, and he called me back, and he said, great news, Kim. They covered everything. About $100. I'm like, everything? He's like, every single thing. About $100. I think that was for an extra battery, which wasn't under the CarShield plan. But anyway, over $4,400 in repairs covered by CarShield. You ought to check this out. Seriously. And get coverage today. Lock in your price. It'll never go up at carshield.com/Kim or call 800-391-8888 to save 10% on your plan. That's carshield.com/Kim. If you want to talk to somebody, it's 800-391-8888, and you're going to save 10%. All right, this week's Digital Life Hacks tip is pretty amazing. It's phenomenal, in my opinion, okay, because it solves a common issue that so many of us have. You're watching some series, and you're having on all these different streaming services, and you don't know if you saw it on Hulu, Netflix, Roku, Peacock, whatever it may be. And you're like, what is going on? HBO Max, Stars. I mean, it just gets nutso. So with these sites, Real Good and Just Watch, well, first of all, they're going to tell you some new things that are coming out. But you can set up an account. When you set up an account, you can say, oh, I have Hulu and I watch The Handmaid's Tale. And then it'll tell you whenever a new season drops automatically. So you're not sitting there saying, oh, I wonder when a new season drops. No, you will actually know. So we have all the links that you need. And to check it out, head over to commando.com. And then, of course, when you're there, hit the link at the top that says Kim's Show, and you're going to be all set up. All right, still to come this hour, we've got a couple of steps that you need to take before you trade in or sell any old gear. And, of course, we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show. Do you ever look at your bank balance and wonder where your money went? With all the subscriptions these days, it's easy to forget everything that you're paying for. That's why I use Rocket Money to do it for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. I used Rocket Money to save almost $500. Rocket Money gives me a clear view of my expenses. They will even negotiate to lower your bills by up to 20%. Just submit a photo of the bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Kim. That's rocketmoney.com/Kim, rocketmoney.com/Kim. All right, if you are looking for these little solid nuggets to make a difference in your life, every single day you can get as a podcast my daily tech updates. My daily tech updates are just one news story and one digital life hack. So every single day you're going to get what's pressing in the news, and you're also going to get like one tip that will make a difference in your life. So wherever you get your podcasts, make sure that you go ahead and subscribe and get automatically the daily tech update podcast. Once again, that's Daily Tech Updates. You want to search for Commando with a K, of course. All right, Darren in Victorville, California, you're up next. Hi there, Darren.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
I really enjoy your show, but I got a question about a photo that I saw on the internet. It's I was looking at a web, one of those social media sites, and someone posted a scripture, but it's got a picture of a sword with a hand on it. And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, that's my sword, and that's my hand. Except I don't know this person that put it on there. And my wife showed me how to do a basic search for it, mm-hmm. and it's, like, on the web, like hundreds of times. It's even got, like, foreign languages but it's my sword in my hand. And I was wondering if there's a way that it can be traced to, like, who put it on the internet first, to be traced back to maybe when my wife put it.
So do you have a copy of this photo on your possession?
No, ma'am, I don't. My wife can't find it because it was a device that she doesn't have anymore. And the photo's been edited, like they edited the sky and they got the sun behind the sword. Whereas the original picture just shows a reflection of the sun on the blade of the sword, and the sky was pretty much clear. But we can't find that photo.
Well, you know, it's going to be pretty hard to prove that you have the photo, that it was your photo, if you have no evidence that it was your photo. I mean,
you don't
have any way to go back and say, hey, I took this photo with this phone on this date, and now all you other people who are using it, you're violating my copyright. Okay. And so it's going to be really, I'm not a lawyer, I can't give legal advice, but it's going to be pretty hard for you to prove that anybody's violating your copyright. Now, of course, you can do a basic Google image search, but there's another website that you might want to check out, and it's called TinEye. That's tin, like the metal, TinEye, TinEye.com. And you can go ahead and do an image search there that may be just a little bit more comprehensive. Sometimes it is, sometimes not. It's really a throw the dice. And you can see where it was first posted and maybe drill down that way also in the Google image searches so that you can see where, in fact, that photo came from. You also might want to check to see if it's on Shutterstock or any of the photo sharing sites that, as far as people pay for to use these photos, that would be Dreamtime, and it may even be in the Creative Commons license. So you have some digging around to do. There's really no way to say this was the first picture ever it was taken, because, we want to have the picture that is on your phone if we're going to claim any type of copyright and then see if we're going to make some money off of that. But try TinEye.com and let me know what happens. Okay, think of everything that you have on your phone. Okay, you've got your email, text, photos, videos, chats, save passwords, apps holding your banking information, credit cards, maybe even Apple Cash. That's why you need to take a couple of steps before you get rid of that phone and before it might end up in the wrong hands. So step number one is you're going to back up everything from the old phone to an online cloud account. Step two, you're going to sign out of every app on your phone. This way, your old phone is no longer associated with your accounts. And finally, step number three, this is the most important one, do a factory reset on your old phone. This puts your phone back to the state for when you first got it and didn't have any of your personal data on it. All right, stay right where you are because we have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Komando Show that you don't want to miss here on the Westark Multimedia Network. Hey, thanks for listening to Kim Komando today. So reach over and give me a nice 5-star review. Yes, thank you. And thanks for listening.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.